Verbessere dein Englisch spürbar in 10 Tagen. Wir sind bei Tag 7 und wollen gar nicht lange reden. Es geht los. Speed Learning, die Erfolgstechniken für dich und dein Leben. Hallo, ihr Speedlearner da draußen. Wie läuft's? Wie kommst du klar mit diesen verschiedenen Dateien? Niemand zwingt dich übrigens in 10 Tagen, das alles durchzuarbeiten. Du kannst es auch in 10 Wochen, 10 Monaten oder 10 Jahren machen. Du bestimmst über das Tempo. Tatsächlich, wenn du jetzt gerade neu dazukommst und bislang diesen Podcast noch nicht kennst, wir bieten hier immer am Anfang des Monats, das ist ein neues Format, die jeweilige Sprache des Monats und geben Tipps, wie du sie innerhalb von 10 Tagen auf schon ein sehr ansehnliches Niveau, wenn nicht sogar bis zum fließenden Sprechen bringen kannst. Hängt immer davon ab, wie viel Zeit du natürlich in diesen 10 Tagen investierst. Englisch haben wir ein bisschen vorgezogen, weil ich einfach Lust hatte, das Ganze jetzt schon zu initiieren und die Osterfeiertage, in denen die Menschen natürlich zum einen hektisch durch die Gegend laufen, Eier suchen, zum anderen viel im Internet surfen und aus Langeweile gar nicht wissen, was sie tun sollen. Wieder andere arbeiten im Büro, mal ein paar liegen gebliebene Sachen auf und die dritten hören sich eben diesen Podcast an und lernen Englisch. Da hat man immer so ein bisschen mehr Zeit, wenn so die besinnlichen Feiertage sind. Ja, was Karfreitag, Ostermontag, Ostersonntag, Gründonnerstag, nee, den hatten wir tatsächlich ausgespart, aber der Palmsonntag noch, was das so im Einzelnen bedeutet, warum wir einen Osterhasen haben und warum der Eier legt und Eier versteckt, das habe ich auch in einer früheren Podcast-Folge, bevor diese 10 Folgen zum Englischlernen angefangen haben, kurz erklärt. Und ja, wenn du diesen Podcast abonniert hast, dann bist du ja sowieso up to date. Falls du ihn noch nicht abonniert hast, abonnieren ruhig. Wie gesagt, wir werden immer am Anfang des Monats eine neue Sprache nach genau dieser Methode hier vorstellen. Im Mai, 1. Mai, wird es mit Französisch weitergehen. Dann haben wir Italienisch auf dem Plan, Spanisch, Russisch wird kommen in den nächsten Monaten. Aber auch Sprachen wie zum Beispiel Arabisch, Chinesisch, Griechisch, Niederländisch, Kroatisch. Also sei einfach gespannt, was dich hier erwartet. Jetzt bekommst du erstmal wieder die nächsten Dateien, um hier diese englische Sprache weiter voranzubringen. Es wird immer so sein, dass du ein Intro hörst, dann präsentiere ich die Technik und danach hast du die Möglichkeit, diese Technik eigenständig durchzuführen. Und dann gibt es ein Outro und dann würde ich erstmal eine kurze Pause machen, um das, was du gerade gemacht hast, sacken zu lassen und dann zu einem anderen Zeitpunkt weitermachen. Es sind immer so maximal 10 verschiedene Übungen, die wir hier pro Folge haben. Und falls du komplett von diesem Programm profitieren möchtest, dann empfehle ich dir, dass du an der Speed Learning Academy unter speedlearning.academy, alles Englisch, dich für das Avatar-Training Englisch registrierst. Das ist ein monatliches Abo mit 25 Euro, jederzeit monatlich auch kündbar. Und da werden dir pro Woche 3 Videos freigeschaltet. Dann hast du nämlich diese Techniken hier nicht nur als Audio, sondern du hast sie als Video. Das heißt, du trainierst auch face-to-face mit jemandem zu sprechen. Du kannst dir die MP3-Dateien runterladen und wo auch immer du bist, anhören und du bekommst die Texte dazu, die deutschen und die englischen Texte. Und kannst du natürlich auch deine Rechtschreibung überprüfen und diese MP3-Dateien, also diesen Podcast hier oder die MP3-Dateien, die du dann bekommst, als Diktat benutzen und so deine Rechtschreibung noch weiter ausbessern. Auch eine absolute Empfehlung für alle Jugendlichen, die so ab der 8. Klasse Englisch lernen und verbessern wollen, Vorbereitung fürs Abitur, aber natürlich auch für Auslandsaufenthalte, für Urlaub und so weiter, ist jetzt auch gerade die richtige Zeit. Und bei Englisch ist es ja tatsächlich so, dass bis auf Schüler tatsächlich keiner wirklich bei Null anfängt, sodass man da auch schnell wieder reinkommt. Gut, genug der Vorrede, wir starten und ich wünsche dir viel Spaß mit diesen heutigen Übungen.
Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu dieser Podcast-Folge zum Englischlernen mit dem Avatar-Training der Speed Learning Academy. Ja, heute geht es um die Zahlen von 21 bis 50. Zahlen sind immer wichtig und wir schauen doch mal gleich nach, wie gut du die Zahlen schon beherrschst. Ich werde dir diese Übung erst wieder demonstrieren und danach hast du die Möglichkeit, diese Übung in deinem Tempo für dich selbst hier nochmal durchzuführen. Also, lass uns direkt loslegen.
Hello and welcome to the finish line towards the language certificate for level A1. What can't be missing here, of course, are the numbers from 21.
Sure.
Just repeat after me.
Okay.
21.
21.
22.
22.
23.
23.
24.
24.
25.
25.
26.
26.
27.
27.
28.
28.
29.
29.
30.
30.
31.
31.
32.
32.
33.
33.
34.
34.
35.
35.
36.
36.
37.
37.
38.
38.
39.
39.
40.
40.
41.
41.
42.
42.
43.
43.
44.
44.
45.
45.
46.
46.
47.
47.
48.
And 48.
49.
49.
50.
50.
Very good.
Thanks.
Now repeat the numbers 50 until you have mastered them.
Ja, also, jetzt wiederhole einfach, falls du es noch nicht kannst, die Zahlen von 1 bis 50, gerne auch von 50 bis 1 und quer durcheinander. Zahlen sind immer wichtig und ja, von daher, jetzt bist du dran. Prüfe, wie gut du die Zahlen schon kannst und entweder mit oder ohne Avatar die Zahlen von 21 bis 50. Viel Spaß.
Hello and welcome to the finish line towards the language certificate for level A1. What can't be missing here, of course, are the numbers from 21. Just repeat after me. 21. 22. 23. 24. 25. 26. 27. 28. 29. 30. 31. 32. 33. 34. 35. 36. 37. 38. 39. 40. 41. 42. 43. 44. 45. 46. 47. 48. 49. 50. Very good. Now repeat the numbers 50 until you have mastered them.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Ja, herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Übung mit dem Avatar-Training der Speed Learning Academy. Wir lernen hier Englisch und wir sind bei Video 62. Das heißt, wenn du das Avatar-Training an der Speed Learning Academy mit den Videos und den MP3-Dateien und den Texten durchgehst, dann kannst du dir jetzt die Textvorlage aufrufen. Und es geht um die Zahlen von 51 bis 1 Million. Ich verspreche dir, dass wir nicht im Einzelnen bis 1 Million zählen werden, sondern dir nur das Prinzip, wie die Zahlen gebildet werden, erklären. Auch hier werde ich die Technik zuerst wieder demonstrieren und dir dann Zeit geben, sie selbst durchzuführen. Also, lass uns starten.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you doing well with the numbers up to 50?
I do indeed.
Then let's learn the rest of the numbers now.
Perfect.
Just repeat after me. 51.
51.
52.
52.
53.
53.
54.
54.
55.
55.
56.
56.
57.
57.
58.
58.
59.
59.
60.
60.
61.
61.
62.
62.
63.
63.
64.
64.
65.
65.
66.
66.
67.
67.
68.
68.
69.
69.
70.
70.
71.
71.
72.
72.
73.
73.
74.
74.
75.
75.
76.
76.
77.
77.
78.
78.
79.
79.
80.
80.
81.
81.
82.
82.
83.
83.
84.
84.
85.
85.
86.
86.
87.
87.
88.
88.
89.
89.
90.
90.
91.
91.
92.
92.
93.
93.
94.
94.
95.
95.
96.
96.
97.
97.
98.
98.
99.
99.
100.
100.
101.
101.
1020.
1020.
10,000.
10,000.
100,000.
100,000.
1,000,000.
1,000,000.
1,000,000,000.
1,000,000,000.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Now repeat all the numbers until you can recite them forwards, backwards and jumbled.
Okay, 1020 sollte natürlich 1020 sein. Das werden wir entsprechend in der Datei ändern, dass wenn du das Avatar-Training jemals buchen solltest, du dann auch die korrekte Aussage hörst. Jetzt nochmal für dich und dann hören wir uns in der nächsten Podcast-Folge wieder.
Hello. Are you doing well with the numbers up to 50? Then let's learn the rest of the numbers now. Just repeat after me. 51. 52. 53. 54. 55. 56. 57. 58. 59. 60. 61. 62. 63. 64. 65. 66. 67. 68. 69. 70 71 72 73 74 75 76 77 78 79 80 81 82 83 84 85 86 87 88 89 90 91 92 93 94 95 96 97 98 99 100 101 1020 10,000 100,000 1,000,000 1,000,000,000 Wonderful. Now repeat all the numbers until you can recite them forwards, backwards and jumbled.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu dieser Podcast-Folge. Wir sind bei Video 63 des Avatar-Trainings der Speedlearning School. Dieser Podcast ist quasi die Ergänzung. Und hier geht es jetzt um einfache Rechenaufgaben, weil wir natürlich ja auch die Zahlen entsprechend trainieren wollen. Ich werde dir die Technik wieder vorstellen und du kannst sie dann anschließend nochmal selbst in deinem eigenen Tempo lösen. Also, viel Spaß und wir starten mit Mathematik.
Hello.
Hello.
In the next videos we will practice the numbers.
Perfect.
To do this, we will first use simple arithmetic problems. Mm-hmm. In this video we add numbers together.
Okay.
You will get a simple arithmetic problem from me and you should tell me the solution.
All right.
Then I'll tell you the correct result.
Perfect.
Good. Let's start. What results in 4 plus 5?
4 plus 5 makes 9.
4 plus 5 equals 9. What results in 40 plus 50?
40 plus 50 equals 90.
40 plus 50 equals 90. What results in 6 plus 1?
6 plus 1 equals 7.
6 plus 1 equals 7. What results in 60 plus 10?
60 plus 10 is 70.
60 plus 10 equals 70. What results in 3 plus 2?
3 plus 2 makes 5.
3 plus 2 equals 5. What results in 30 plus 20?
30 plus 20 equals 50.
30 plus 20 equals 50. What results in 9 plus 2?
9 plus 2 is 11.
9 plus 2 equals 11. What results in 21 plus 4?
21 plus 4 equals 25.
21 plus 4 makes 25. What results in 33 plus 4?
33 plus 4, 37.
33 plus 4 makes 37. What results in 43 plus 6?
That's 49.
43 plus 6 makes 49. What results in 57 plus 1?
58, the result.
57 plus 1 equals 58. What results in 69 plus 2?
71.
69 plus 2 equals 71. What results in 72 plus 8?
80.
72 plus 8 equals 80. What results in 84 plus 4?
84 plus 4 is 88.
84 plus 4 equals 88. What results in 90 plus 7?
97 is the result.
90 plus 7 equals 97. What results in 23 plus 32?
23 plus 32, 55.
23 plus 32 equals 55. What results in 37 plus 43?
60.
37 plus 43 equals 80.
80.
What results in 41 plus 59?
41 plus 59 should be 100.
41 plus 59 equals 100. What results in 103 plus 207?
310.
103 plus 207 equals 310. What results in 380 plus 520?
900.
380 plus 520 equals 900. What results in 3,900 plus 2,100?
That's 6,000.
3,900 plus 2,100 equals 6,000. What results in 9,999 plus 1?
That's 10,000 exactly.
9,999 plus 1 gives 10,000. How did it work?
Well.
Did you get all the arithmetic problems right?
All but one.
If not, you can also find a very good maths course at Speedy Learning School that will help you get better at mental arithmetic. Now repeat the exercises a few more times to become more confident with the numbers. In the next video we will practice subtraction.
Okay, also wir haben ja auch die vedische Mathematik an der Speed Learning Academy als speziellen Kurs und darauf basiert jetzt auch hier so ein bisschen diese Übung. Es geht also darum, du hast gemerkt, die Aufgaben sind nicht so schwierig, du musst ein bisschen zuhören und wenn man das in der Zeit, die einem gelassen wird, ausrechnen möchte, dann hat man auch weniger Zeit zum Überlegen, dann muss es schnell gehen, ansonsten kannst du natürlich auch diesen Podcast kurz stoppen und die Rechnungen, die Aufgaben in Ruhe rechnen. Jetzt bist du dran, viel Spaß und dann hören wir uns in der nächsten Podcast-Folge dann mit mathematischen Aufgaben rund um das Thema Subtraktion. Aber jetzt erstmal viel Spaß beim Addieren. Bis dann.
Hello. In the next videos we will practice the numbers. To do this, we will first use simple arithmetic problems. In this video we add numbers together. You will get a simple arithmetic problem from me and you should tell me the solution. Then I'll tell you the correct result. Good. Let's start. What results in 4 plus 5? 4 plus 5 equals 9. What results in 40 plus 50? 40 plus 50 equals 90. What results in 6 plus 1? 6 plus 1 equals 7. What results in 60 plus 10? 60 plus 10 equals 70. What results in 3 plus 2? 3 plus 2 equals 5. What results in 30 plus 20? 30 plus 20 equals 50. What results in 9 plus 2? 9 plus 2 equals 11. What results in 21 plus 4? 21 plus 4 makes 25. What results in 33 plus 4? 33 plus 4 makes 37. What results in 43 plus 6? 43 plus 6 makes 49. What results in 57 plus 1? 57 plus 1 equals 58. What results in 69 plus 2? 69 plus 2 equals 71. What results in 72 plus 8? 72 plus 8 equals 80. What results in 84 plus 4? 84 plus 4 equals 88. What results in 90 plus 7? 90 plus 7 equals 97. What results in 23 plus 32? 23 plus 32 equals 55. What results in 37 plus 43? 37 plus 43 equals 80. What results in 41 plus 59? 41 plus 59 equals 100. What results in 103 plus 207? 103 plus 207 equals 310. What results in 380 plus 520? 380 plus 520 equals 900. What results in 3,900 plus 2,100? 3,900 plus 2,100 equals 6,000. What results in 9,999 plus 1? 9,999 plus 1 gives 10,000. How did it work? Did you get all the arithmetic problems right? If not, you can also find a very good maths course at Speed Learning School that will help you get better at mental arithmetic. Now repeat the exercises a few more times to become more confident with the numbers. In the next video we will practice subtraction.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallihallo, Hallöchen. Weiter geht es mit Video 64. Also diese Podcast-Folge ist die Audiospur des Videos 64 unseres Avatar-Trainings. Wenn du dich an der Speed Learning Academy für das Avatar-Training angemeldet hast, dann kannst du jetzt also entsprechend die schriftlichen Texte dir bereitlegen. Ansonsten geht es heute um Subtraktionen, also Minusrechnen, um die Zahlen zu trainieren. Jetzt gibt es ja immer die Aussage, wenn man gut in Sprachen ist, ist man schlecht in Mathe. Wir belegen hiermit, dass das ein Ammenmärchen ist und bloß weil ich in dem einen Fach gut bin, muss ich in dem anderen ja nicht schlecht sein. Also, lass uns gemeinsam starten, ich demonstriere es wieder und danach kannst du die Übung selbst durchführen.
Hello.
Hi.
In this video we subtract numbers from each other.
Okay.
You will get simple arithmetic problems from me again and you should tell me the solution.
Hopefully simple.
Then I tell you the correct result, just like in the last video.
Perfect, I'm ready.
All right, let's start.
Let's go.
What results in 9 minus 5?
9 minus 5 is 4.
9 minus 5 equals 4. What results in 90 minus 50?
90 minus 50 equals
40. 90 minus 50 gives 40. What results in 7 minus 1?
That's 6.
7 minus 1 equals 6.
Let me guess, 60?
What results in 70 minus 10?
60 is the correct result.
70 minus 10 gives 60.
Yeah.
What results in 5 minus 2?
5 minus 2 makes 3.
5 minus 2 equals 3. What results in 50 minus 20?
That's 30.
50 minus 20 equals 30. What results in 9 minus 2?
That's 7.
9 minus 2 equals 7. What results in 25 minus 4?
That's 21.
25 minus 4 gives 21. What results in 36 minus 4?
That's 32.
36 minus 4 gives 32. What results in 49 minus 6?
That's 43.
49 minus 6 gives 43. What results in 57 minus 1?
That's 56.
57 minus 1 gives 56. What results in 69 minus 2?
That's 67.
69 minus 2 gives 67. What results in 79 minus 8?
That's 71.
79 minus 8 gives 71. What results in 84 minus 4?
That's 80.
84 minus 4 gives 80. What results in 90 minus 7?
That's 83.
90 minus 7 gives 83. What results in 33 minus 11?
That's 22.
33 minus 11 gives 22. What results in 37 minus 17?
37 minus 17.
37 minus 17 gives 20.
20, oh.
What results in 59 minus 41? 59 minus 41 gives 18.
Okay.
What results in 207 minus 103?
That's
207 minus 103 gives 104.
104, yeah.
What results in 580 minus 320?
That's 560.
580 minus 320 gives 260.
Oh, I'm so bad.
What results in 3,900 minus 2,100?
1,100.
3,900 minus 2,100 gives 1,800. What results in 10,000 minus 1?
10,000 minus 1 is 9,999.
10,000 minus 1 gives 9,999.
Yes, that's what I said.
Did everything work well?
I don't know.
Did you get all the maths right this time too?
Well, nearly.
If not, you can find a very good maths course at Speedy Learning School that will help you get better at mental arithmetic.
I know.
Now repeat the tasks again a few times to become more confident with the numbers.
All right then.
In the next video we will practice multiplication.
Okay. Also, wenn du natürlich den Text vorliegen hast, ich habe ihn jetzt auch hier nicht bei mir vorliegen, dann ist es nochmal leichter, die Zahlen auch aufzurufen. Ansonsten, Kopfrechnen war nie meine Stärke, aber wir machen gerade tatsächlich mit der Uni Tübingen ein Experiment zu unseren Kopfrechenmethoden, um zu sehen, ob sie tatsächlich besser sind. Aber jetzt bist du erstmal dran, zeig, was du kannst.
Hello. In this video we subtract numbers from each other. You will get simple arithmetic problems from me again and you should tell me the solution. Then I tell you the correct result, just like in the last video. All right, let's start. What results in 9 minus 5? 9 minus 5 equals 4. What results in 90 minus 50? 90 minus 50 gives 40. What results in 7 minus 1? 7 minus 1 equals 6. What results in 70 minus 10? 70 minus 10 gives 60. What results in 5 minus 2? 5 minus 2 equals 3. What results in 50 minus 20? 50 minus 20 equals 30. What results in 9 minus 2? 9 minus 2 equals 7. What results in 25 minus 4? 25 minus 4 gives 21. What results in 36 minus 4? 36 minus 4 gives 32. What results in 49 minus 6? 49 minus 6 gives 43. What results in 57 minus 1? 57 minus 1 gives 56. What results in 69 minus 2? 69 minus 2 gives 67. What results in 79 minus 8? 79 minus 8 gives 71. What results in 84 minus 4? 84 minus 4 gives 80. What results in 90 minus 7? 90 minus 7 gives 83. What results in 33 minus 11? 33 minus 11 gives 22. What results in 37 minus 17? 37 minus 17 gives 20. What results in 59 minus 41? 59 minus 41 gives 18. What results in 207 minus 103? 207 minus 103 gives 104. What results in 580 minus 320? 580 minus 320 gives 260. What results in 3,900 minus 2,100? 3,900 minus 2,100 gives 1,800. What results in 10,000 minus 1? 10,000 minus 1 gives 9,999. Did everything work well? Did you get all the maths right this time too? If not, you can find a very good maths course at Speedy Learning School that will help you get better at mental arithmetic. Now repeat the tasks again a few times to become more confident with the numbers. In the next video we will practice multiplication.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
Hallihallo, hier ist der Terminator 2. Englisch lernen mit dem Avatar-Training der Speed Learning Academy. Wir sind bei Video 65 und heute geht es um die Multiplikation von Zahlen. Wir trainieren nicht nur die Zahlen auf Englisch dadurch, sondern natürlich auch unser Gehirn, unser Arbeitsgedächtnis, unsere Merkfähigkeit, unsere Kombinationsfähigkeit, unsere Informationsverarbeitungsgeschwindigkeit. Ich demonstriere die Technik wieder und danach bist du dran.
Hello.
Hi.
As mentioned in the last video, today we are talking about multiplying numbers.
I love it.
Again, I'll give you some simple arithmetic problems to work out.
Okay.
Then I give you the correct result, just like in the last two videos.
That's right, I got it.
Let's begin.
Let's start.
What results in 2 times 4?
2 times 4 makes 8.
2 times 4 equals 8. What results in 20 times 40?
20 times 40 makes 800.
20 times 40 equals 800. What results in 7 times 1?
7 times 1 makes 7.
7 times 1 equals 7. What results in 70 times 10?
70 times 10 makes 700.
70 times 10 equals 700. What results in 5 times 2?
5 times 2 makes 10.
5 times 2 equals 10. What results in 50 times 20?
That's 1,000.
50 times 20 equals 1,000. What results in 9 times 2?
9 times 2 makes 18.
9 times 2 equals 18. What results in 25 times 4?
25 times 4 makes 100.
25 times 4 equals 100. What results in 35 times 10?
35 times 10 is 300. No, 3,000.
35 times 10 equals 350.
350, sorry.
What results in 49 times 100?
49 times 100 is 4,900.
49 times 100 gives 4,900. What results in 55 times 2?
55 times 2 is 110.
55 times 2 equals 110.
110.
What results in 13 times 11?
13 times 11 is 143.
13 times 11 equals 143. What results in 72 times 11?
72 times 11 is 792.
72 times 11 equals 792. What results in 34 times 11?
34 is 374.
34 times 11 equals 374. What results in 90 times 11?
90 times 11 is 990.
90 times 11 equals 990. What results in 33 times 11?
33 times 11 is 374.
33 times 11 equals 363.
63.
What results in 27 times 11?
27 times 11 is 297.
27 times 11 equals 297. What results in 53 times 11?
That's 583.
53 times 11 equals 583. What results in 20 times 11?
20 times 11 is 220.
20 times 11 equals 220. What results in 58 times 11?
That's 6.
58 times 11 equals 638. What results in 39 times 11?
39 times 11 is 439.
39 times 11 equals 429. What results in 10 times 11?
10 times 11 is 110.
10 times 11 equals 110. Did you notice something?
Uh-huh.
In the end, we only multiplied two-digit numbers by 11.
That's right.
There is a very simple technique for this that you can learn at Speedy Learning School in our maths course. Just have a look at the course. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, continue to practice numbers and also name numbers in everyday life. For example, house numbers, numbers on car registration plates, postcodes or telephone numbers, to practice using numbers. Then see you in the next video on dividing numbers.
Yes, bye-bye. Ja, also tatsächlich gibt es eine ganz einfache Technik aus der vedischen Mathematik, um zweistellige Zahlen mit 11 oder auch andere mit 11 zu multiplizieren. Das ist gerade Gegenstand unserer Studie mit der Universität in Tübingen. Ansonsten trainierst du dein Arbeitsgedächtnis und deine Informationsverarbeitung mit genau solchen Aufgaben natürlich unglaublich. Und jetzt bin ich gespannt, wie viele Aufgaben du richtig lösen kannst. Viel Spaß!
Hello! As mentioned in the last video, today we are talking about multiplying numbers. Again, I'll give you some simple arithmetic problems to work out. Then I give you the correct result, just like in the last two videos. Let's begin. What results in 2 times 4? 2 times 4 equals 8. What results in 20 times 40? 20 times 40 equals 800. What results in 7 times 1? 7 times 1 equals 7. What results in 70 times 10? 70 times 10 equals 700. What results in 5 times 2? 5 times 2 equals 10. What results in 50 times 20? 50 times 20 equals 1,000. What results in 9 times 2? 9 times 2 equals 18. What results in 25 times 4? 25 times 4 equals 100. What results in 35 times 10? 35 times 10 equals 350. What results in 49 times 100? 49 times 100 gives 4,900. What results in 55 times 2? 55 times 2 equals 110. What results in 13 times 11? 13 times 11 equals 143. What results in 72 times 11? 72 times 11 equals 792. What results in 34 times 11? 34 times 11 equals 374. What results in 90 times 11? 90 times 11 equals 990. What results in 33 times 11? 33 times 11 equals 363. What results in 27 times 11? 27 times 11 equals 297. What results in 53 times 11? 53 times 11 equals 583. What results in 20 times 11? 20 times 11 equals 220. What results in 58 times 11? 58 times 11 equals 638. What results in 39 times 11? 39 times 11 equals 429. What results in 10 times 11? 10 times 11 equals 110. Did you notice something? In the end, we only multiplied two-digit numbers by 11. There is a very simple technique for this that you can learn at Speedy Learning School in our maths course. Just have a look at the course. Otherwise, continue to practice numbers and also name numbers in everyday life. For example, house numbers, numbers on car registration plates, postcodes or telephone numbers, to practice using numbers. Then see you in the next video on dividing numbers.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
So, hallo und herzlich willkommen. Es geht weiter mit Video 66 unseres Avatar-Trainings der Speed Learning Academy. Und wir dividieren heute. Wir teilen verschiedene Zahlen auf Englisch und so trainierst du nicht nur die englischen Zahlen, sondern tatsächlich auch dein Arbeitsgedächtnis, deine Informationsverarbeitungsgeschwindigkeit. Mal schauen. Also, versuch so viel wie möglich richtig zu rechnen und ansonsten, ja, hab einfach Spaß. Ich werde die Technik wieder für dich vorstellen, werde sie einmal demonstrieren und danach dir die Zeit geben, sie alleine durchzuführen. Los geht's.
Hello.
Hello.
This video is the last maths video and we are looking at dividing numbers.
Thank God.
You will be given simple arithmetic problems to work out, just like in the last videos.
Well, yeah.
Afterwards, you will again get the correct result. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Let's go.
What results in 4 divided by 2?
Oh, that's 2. That's easy. I could do that.
4 divided by 2 gives 2. What results in 40 divided by 5?
That's 8.
40 divided by 5 gives 8.
8.
What results in 7 divided by 1?
Oh, that's 7. 7.
7 divided by 1 gives 7. What results in 70 divided by 7?
70 divided by 7 makes 10.
70 divided by 7 gives 10. What results in 500 divided by 10?
That's 50.
500 divided by 10 gives 50. What results in 81 divided by 9?
That's 9. 9, 9, 9.
81 divided by 9 gives 9. What results in 24 divided by 6?
That's 4. 6 times 4 is 24.
24 divided by 6 gives 4. What results in 25 divided by 25?
That's 1.
25 divided by 25 gives 1. What results in 450 divided by 2?
That's 225.
450 divided by 2 gives 225. What results in 49 divided by 7?
That's 7.
49 divided by 7 gives 7. What results in 12 divided by 4?
That's 3. Easy peasy.
12 divided by 4 gives 3. What results in 300 divided by 5?
That's 60.
300 divided by 5 gives 60. What results in 720 divided by 80?
That's 90.
720 divided by 80 gives 9.
9, 9, 9.
What results in 44 divided by 11?
Oh, that's 4. That's easy one.
44 divided by 11 gives 4. What results in 1,000 divided by 50?
That's 200.
1,000 divided 20. By 50 gives 20.
20.
What results in 33 divided by 11?
33. Oh, 3.
Easy. 33 divided by 11 gives 3.
Yeah.
What results in 27 divided by 3?
That's 9.
27 divided by 3 gives 9. What results in 120 divided by 6?
That's 20.
120 divided by 6 gives 20. What results in 1800 divided by 9?
I would say 90.
1800 divided by 9 gives 200.
Oh, bad.
What results in 580 divided by 2?
580... 290.
580 divided by 2 gives 290. What results in 680 divided by 40? 680 divided by 40 gives 17. What results in 10 divided by 2?
5.
10 divided by 2 gives 5. There, now you've done it.
Wow, finally.
Your maths training is over and you should now be fit to use numbers.
Yeah, somehow.
This would give you the perfect basis for going shopping. Have fun and see you in the next video.
Okay, also die Zahlen sind wie gesagt wichtig und das Training von solchen arithmetischen Prozessen ist natürlich gut fürs Arbeitsgedächtnis. Also, hier geht es wirklich darum, Spaß zu haben. Ja? Und man kann ja diese Podcast-Folge auch mehrmals anhören und stoppen, bisschen überlegen und ansonsten nutze im Alltag sämtliche Möglichkeiten, um auf Englisch mit Zahlen so ein bisschen zu rechnen und zu jonglieren. Aber jetzt bist du erstmal dran. Viel Spaß.
Hello. This video is the last maths video and we are looking at dividing numbers. You will be given simple arithmetic problems to work out, just like in the last videos. Afterwards you will again get the correct result. Here we go. What results in 4 divided by 2? 4 divided by 2 gives 2. What results in 40 divided by 5? 40 divided by 5 gives 8. What results in 7 divided by 1? 7 divided by 1 gives 7. What results in 70 divided by 7? 70 divided by 7 gives 10. What results in 500 divided by 10? 500 divided by 10 gives 50. What results in 81 divided by 9? 81 divided by 9 gives 9. What results in 24 divided by 6? 24 divided by 6 gives 4. What results in 25 divided by 25? 25 divided by 25 gives 1. What results in 450 divided by 2? 450 divided by 2 gives 225. What results in 49 divided by 7? 49 divided by 7 gives 7. What results in 12 divided by 4? 12 divided by 4 gives 3. What results in 300 divided by 5? 300 divided by 5 gives 60. What results in 720 divided by 80? 720 divided by 80 gives 9. What results in 44 divided by 11? 44 divided by 11 gives 4. What results in 1,000 divided by 50? 1,000 divided by 50 gives 20. What results in 33 divided by 11? 33 divided by 11 gives 3. What results in 27 divided by 3? 27 divided by 3 gives 9. What results in 120 divided by 6? 120 divided by 6 gives 20. What results in 1800 divided by 9? 1800 divided by 9 gives 200. What results in 580 divided by 2? 580 divided by 2 gives 290. What results in 680 divided by 40? 680 divided by 40 gives 17. What results in 10 divided by 2? 10 divided by 2 gives 5. There, now you've done it. Your maths training is over and you should now be fit to use numbers. This would give you the perfect basis for going shopping. Have fun and see you in the next video.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
Ja, herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Heute geht es um Kleinanzeigen. Wir starten also jetzt mit so ein paar Informationen, was man so an Veranstaltungstipps lesen könnte auf Englisch oder welche sonstigen Kleinanzeigen es so zu lesen gibt. Ich werde wieder die erste Version praktisch demonstrieren, damit du dir so einen Eindruck verschaffst, wie diese Übung gedacht ist, und danach hast du nochmal Zeit, diese Übung für dich selbst in deinem Tempo zu absolvieren. Viel Spaß mit dieser Übung.
Hello.
Hello.
After you have practiced dealing with numbers in the past videos, from now on we can make various purchases.
Okay.
You will now hear some sales offers and I want to know from you what things are being sold and at what price.
Okay.
Let's start straight away.
Let's start.
Here is the first offer. For sale is a Mercedes convertible. The vehicle is in very good condition. It was parked in the garage all year round and was only used for long distance journeys. The vehicle is being sold with a heavy heart, as I now have a company car after changing jobs. The car is accident free and would only need an oil change. The price is €24,900. What is being offered here and at what price?
A Mercedes for 249.
Answer. A car is being sold at a price of 24,900 euros.
Okay.
What other information is in the advertisement?
Well, it's not only a car, it's a Mercedes, and it's apparently in a good shape. So, yeah.
Response. The owner wants to sell the car as he now has a company car due to a new job. The car was mainly kept in a garage and was only used for long journeys. There have been no accidents with the car, but it would need an oil change.
To make a short story long.
Next offer.
Okay.
I am offering a total of 3 tickets for the music festival in Amsterdam on the 13th and 14th of August. The tickets are valid on both days. The total price for all 3 tickets is 200 euro. You will also receive 3 free weekend tickets for public transport. If you want to buy a single ticket, you pay 80 euro per ticket, which is the price I paid. What is on offer here and at what price?
Festival tickets for 200 euro.
Response. 3 tickets for the music festival in Amsterdam for 200 euros. What other information is in the ad?
Well, you can have them single, then it would be 80, and public transportation is also included, and probably a kind of joint as well.
Response. The festival will take place on the 13th and 14th of August. The price of a single ticket is 80 euros. The ticket can also be used for public transport. Next offer. You want to go to the cinema spontaneously again, or you are invited and your children can't come. I am looking for a job as a babysitter. I am 18 years old, love animals as we have a dog and am currently training to be a nursery nurse. I am looking for the opportunity to babysit for 10 euros per hour for the weekends and would be very happy to receive messages. What is on offer here and at what price?
Babysitting for 10 euro per hour.
Response. Childcare is offered at weekends for 10 euros per hour. What other information is in the advertisement?
Well, the person is loving animals, they have a dog and is currently trained to become a nursery nurse.
Response. The young woman is 18 years old and is currently training to be an educator. She is also fond of animals because she has a dog. Very good. Was that fun? Then there are more ads waiting for you in the next video. See you then.
Okay, also, das waren jetzt verschiedene Anzeigen und natürlich hat der Avatar immer ein eng getaktetes Zeitprogramm hier, aber du kannst natürlich diesen Podcast jederzeit anhalten, dir es dir nochmal anhören oder wenn du eben tatsächlich dann auch das komplette Training gebucht hast, die Dateien auch schriftlich da nochmal verfolgen. Du kannst dir die MP3-Dateien dann runterladen, das überall anhören, kannst die Geschwindigkeit verlangsamen und so weiter und so fort. Aber jetzt geh doch erstmal selbst in die Übung hinein und schau, was du verstanden hast und wie du hier entsprechend antworten würdest. Bei der nächsten Podcast-Folge kommen weitere Kleinanzeigen. Bis dahin erstmal viel Spaß.
Hello. After you have practiced dealing with numbers in the past videos, from now on we can make various purchases. You will now hear some sales offers and I want to know from you what things are being sold and at what price. Let's start straight away. Here is the first offer. For sale is a Mercedes convertible. The vehicle is in very good condition. It was parked in the garage all year round and was only used for long distance journeys. The vehicle is being sold with a heavy heart, as I now have a company car after changing jobs. The car is accident-free and would only need an oil change. The price is 24,900 euros. What is being offered here and at what price? Answer. A car is being sold at a price of 24,900 euros. What other information is in the advertisement? Response. The owner wants to sell the car as he now has a company car due to a new job. The car was mainly kept in a garage and was only used for long journeys. There have been no accidents with the car, but it would need an oil change. Next offer. I am offering a total of 3 tickets for the music festival in Amsterdam on the 13th and 14th of August. The tickets are valid on both days. The total price for all 3 tickets is €200. You will also receive 3 free weekend tickets for public transport. If you want to buy a single ticket, you pay €80 per ticket, which is the price I paid. What is on offer here and at what price? Response. 3 tickets for the music festival in Amsterdam for €200. What other information is in the ad? Response. The festival will take place on the 13th and 14th of August. The price of a single ticket is €80. The ticket can also be used for public transport. Next offer. You want to go to the cinema spontaneously again, or you are invited and your children can't come. I am looking for a job as a babysitter. I am 18 years old, love animals as we have a dog and am currently training to be a nursery nurse. I am looking for the opportunity to babysit for €10 per hour for the weekends and would be very happy to receive messages. What is on offer here and at what price? Response. Childcare is offered at weekends for €10 per hour. What other information is in the advertisement? Response. The young woman is 18 years old and is currently training to be an educator. She is also fond of animals because she has a dog. Very good. Was that fun? Then there are more ads waiting for you in the next video. See you then.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Video 68 des Avatar Trainings der Speed Learning Academy. Wir machen einfach weiter hier mit dem Englisch Training. Und wir haben noch 32 mit dem heutigen Video 33 Audiodateien, die wir hier gemeinsam bis zum ersten Test, des richtig ja, großen Tests von insgesamt 5 Dateien, kommen. Heute geht es weiter mit Kleinanzeigen und wie man sie auf Englisch versteht. Also viel Spaß.
Hello and welcome back.
Hi.
Today we take a look at some more classified ads.
Okay.
Again, tell me what exactly is being offered and at what price.
All right.
We'll start straight away. Here is the first offer. Would you or your child like to learn to play the piano? I would be happy to support you with my several years of teaching experience. We cover the theoretical basics such as notation, rhythm, harmony, and we learn different touch techniques and exercises to develop musical expression. A piano lesson lasts 45 minutes and takes place in my own classroom. The price per lesson is €30. For younger children up to 8 years, the lesson can be shortened to 30 minutes. I will be happy to answer any further questions by telephone or email. To get to know each other, we can arrange a trial lesson of approximately 30 minutes at a price of €10. What is offered here and at what price?
€30 per hour for piano sessions.
Answer. In this advertisement, a piano lesson of 45 minutes is offered at a price of €30.
That's what I said.
What other information is in the advertisement?
Well, there is some touching issue. I don't know what that could be. Touching, training to be touched.
Response. Piano lessons take place in the piano teacher's classroom. For children up to 8 years old, the lesson can be shortened to 30 minutes. Theoretical basics are covered and practical exercises are carried out to develop musical expression. A 30-minute trial lesson is available at a cost of 10 euros.
That's what I said, didn't I?
Next offer. Would you like to inspire your guests with a successful wedding dance or even with your own wedding choreography? I offer you an individual opportunity to learn to dance. You can learn to dance alone or with your partner. You will get individual appointments according to your wishes, even on weekends. Essentially, my lessons cover all couple dances. I am mobile and can visit you on site, or you can learn to dance in one of my two studios.
Oh.
The price is a matter of negotiation. What is offered here and at what price?
The price is a matter of negotiation.
Response.
Oh, you're fast.
A private dance course is offered.
Yeah.
The price is a matter of negotiation.
That's right.
What other information is in the advertisement?
Well, you can learn anything. I would prefer mambo or bachata or maybe some salsa for a wedding dance. That's good.
Response. You can learn a wedding dance or rehearse your own choreography. The dance lessons are individual and without other participants.
Yeah.
Appointments are made as requested and are also possible on weekends. The lessons can cover all couple dances. The dance teacher is mobile and visits the client on site, or you learn to dance in one of his two studios.
All right. And where are they?
You did a great job again.
Thank you.
We still have a video with ads.
Okay.
Have a look right now.
Ja, nächstes Mal kommen wir zum dritten Kleinanzeigenteil. So, etwas zur Geschwindigkeit. Hier kannst du natürlich den Podcast und jederzeit anhalten, um genau zu überlegen, was da jetzt in der Anzeige drin stand. Für diejenigen, die das Avatar-Training an der Speed Learning School besuchen, gibt es ja auch ein Blatt mit dem jeweiligen Text drauf, einmal auf Deutsch und einmal auf Englisch, sodass man da hin und zurück übersetzen kann, Übersetzungsübungen machen kann und dann nochmal ein bisschen genauer ausformuliert, was jetzt genau in dieser Anzeige drin stand. Denn auch wenn ihr zum Beispiel das Sprachzertifikat erwerben wollt, werdet ihr ja solche Anzeigen lesen müssen und verstehen, was da drin ist und dazu meistens Multiple-Choice-Fragen beantworten. Jetzt bist du dran. Du hörst diesen Text noch einmal, überleg dir, wie die Antwort lauten könnte, stopp bei Bedarf den Podcast und ansonsten hören wir uns in der nächsten Übung wieder. Da geht es nochmal um Kleinanzeigen dann. Viel Spaß.
Hello and welcome back. Today we take a look at some more classified ads. Again, tell me what exactly is being offered and at what price. We'll start straight away. Here is the first offer. Would you or your child like to learn to play the piano? I would be happy to support you with my several years of teaching experience. We cover the theoretical basics such as notation, rhythm, harmony, and we learn different touch techniques and exercises to develop musical expression. A piano lesson lasts 45 minutes and takes place in my own classroom. The price per lesson is 30 euros. For younger children up to 8 years, the lesson can be shortened to 30 minutes. I will be happy to answer any further questions by telephone or email. To get to know each other, we can arrange a trial lesson of approximately 30 minutes at a price of 10 euros euro. What is offered here and at what price? Answer. In this advertisement, a piano lesson of 45 minutes is offered at a price of 30 euros. What other information is in the advertisement? Response. Piano lessons take place in the piano teacher's classroom. For children up to 8 years old, the lesson can be shortened to 30 minutes. Theoretical basics are covered and practical exercises are carried out to develop musical expression. A 30-minute trial lesson is available at a cost of 10 euros. Next offer. Would you like to inspire your guests with a successful wedding dance or even with your own wedding choreography? I offer you an individual opportunity to learn to dance. You can learn to dance alone or with your partner. You will get individual appointments according to your wishes, even on weekends. Essentially, my lessons cover all couple dances. I am mobile and can visit you on site, or you can learn to dance in one of my two studios. The price is a matter of negotiation. What is offered here and at what price? Response. A private dance course is offered. The price is a matter of negotiation. What other information is in the advertisement? Response. You can learn a wedding dance or rehearse your own choreography. The dance lessons are individual and without other participants. Appointments are made as requested and are also possible on weekends. The lessons can cover all couple dances. The dance teacher is mobile and visits the client on site, or you learn to dance in one of his two studios. You did a great job again. We still have a video with ads. Have a look right now.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur Podcast-Folge Englisch lernen mit dem Avatar-Training der Speedlearning Academy. Wenn du das Avatar-Training abonniert hast bei uns, dann hol dir jetzt den Text zu Video 69. Ansonsten, wenn du diesen Podcast hörst, um dein Hörverständnis zu trainieren und eine gute Zeit zu haben, dann ja, bereite dich auf Kleinanzeigen vor. Das dritte Mal jetzt, die dritte Folge mit Kleinanzeigen. Ich werde den Text wieder für dich einmal durchgehen und danach hast du die Möglichkeit, die Übung noch selbstständig ohne mich zu machen. Viel Spaß.
Hello and welcome to the last video, which is about classified ads.
Yeah.
Let's start right away.
Okay.
Again, tell me what exactly is being offered and on what terms.
I will do so.
Here is the first advertisement.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Unfortunately, we have to start looking for a new home for our mother's dog. The dog is house-trained, happy, cuddly, people-oriented, seeks contact, likes other dogs, barks little and can also stay alone well for some time.
Perfect.
Unfortunately, our mother is no longer able to care for the dog properly and our children are allergic to animal hair.
I see.
The animal is approximately 45 centimeters tall, 9 years old, neutered, vaccinated and chipped. Would you like to meet the dog? Then please call us. We will place the dog with a loving family who already has experience with dogs.
Okay.
What is offered here and under what conditions?
A 9-year-old dog for a friendly family.
Response. In this ad, a dog is offered to be placed with a loving family with experience with dogs.
That's right.
What other information is in the ad?
Well, the dog is child-loving, he's cuddling, he's happy, he barks only a few times, he loves other dogs, so he's friendly.
Response. The owner of the dog can no longer take care of the animal for health reasons.
Okay.
The dog is house-trained, happy, cuddly, people-oriented, seeks contact, likes other dogs, barks little and can also stay alone well for some time.
Okay.
The owner's daughter's children are allergic to animal hair.
That's right.
The animal is approximately 45 centimeters tall, 9 years old, neutered, vaccinated and chipped.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone would like to meet the dog, they should call.
But they missed the number.
Next offer.
Yes, I'm ready.
Our pony desperately needs more exercise, so we are looking for a reliable sports partner for the animal.
A pony?
You are unmotivated on your own and lack a binding date to do sports. Our pony is in the same situation.
All right.
The animal stands on a paddock on the edge of a wooded area.
I see.
Brisk walks and a bit of running would be just the thing for the animal.
Running pony.
Due to the mountainous landscape, one could call it sport.
Okay.
As our pony is very well behaved and small, you can walk with him on your own after an introduction.
Like a dog.
We are looking for a nice person with a sense of responsibility and reliability.
I'm nice.
There are no costs for you.
Okay.
Please contact us if you would like to get to know the pony.
But I don't want to get to know the pony.
What is offered here and under what conditions?
A pony walk, like alpaca walk, but only with a pony, like sport.
Response. You are offered the opportunity to do sport with a pony.
Pony sport.
There are no costs involved.
Pony yoga or yoga with goats.
What other information is in the advertisement?
Well, the pony is nice, friendly, eats a lot, barks, doesn't bark, loves cats, and looks like a zebra in a smaller version.
Response. The pony urgently needs more exercise.
It's fat.
The animal is in a paddock on the edge of a wooded area.
Yeah,
brisk walks and a bit of running would be just the thing.
A killing pony.
The pony is very well behaved, and after an introduction you can walk with him on your own.
Oh.
The owners would like a nice person with a sense of responsibility and reliability.
Pony bear.
Anyone who would like to get to know the pony should get in touch.
It's like a pony sitter.
Great performance.
Thank you.
Now take a break again and we'll see you at the next video.
Okay, ich kann es immer noch nicht glauben, dass jemand eine Anzeige aufgibt, in der er jemanden sucht, der mit einem Pony Sport treibt. Es gibt im Schwarzwald jemanden, der Yoga mit Ziegen anbietet. Aber Jogging mit Pony? Naja gut, was gibt es nicht alles, was es nicht gibt? Jetzt bist du dran. Ich werde gleich meine Klappe halten. Du kannst die Übung für dich nochmal selbst durchführen und natürlich auch stoppen, wenn es dir zu schnell geht. Und dann beschäftigen wir uns beim nächsten Mal mit dem Kauf von Kleidung. Viel Spaß.
Hello and welcome to the last video, which is about classified ads. Let's start right away. Again, tell me what exactly is being offered and on what terms. Here is the first advertisement. Unfortunately, we have to start looking for a new home for our mother's dog. The dog is house-trained, happy, cuddly, people-oriented, seeks contact, likes other dogs, barks little and can also stay alone well for some time. Unfortunately, our mother is no longer able to care for the dog properly and our children are allergic to animal hair. The animal is approximately 45 centimeters tall, 9 years old, neutered, vaccinated and chipped. Would you like to meet the dog? Then please call us. We will place the dog with a loving family who already has experience with dogs. What is offered here and under what conditions? Response. In this ad, a dog is offered to be placed with a loving family with experience with dogs. What other information is in the ad? Response. The owner of the dog can no longer take care of the animal for health reasons. The dog is house-trained, happy, cuddly, people-oriented, seeks contact, likes other dogs, barks little and can also stay alone well for some time. The owner's daughter's children are allergic to animal hair. The animal is approximately 45 centimeters tall, 9 years old, neutered, vaccinated and chipped. If anyone would like to meet the dog, they should call. Next offer. Our pony desperately needs more exercise, so we are looking for a reliable sports partner for the animal. You are unmotivated on your own and lack a binding date to do sports. Our pony is in the same situation. The animal stands on a paddock on the edge of a wooded area. Brisk walks and a bit of running would be just the thing for the animal. Due to the mountainous landscape, one could call it sport. As our pony is very well behaved and small, you can walk with him on your own after an introduction. We are looking for a nice person with a sense of responsibility and reliability. There are no costs for you. Please contact us if you would like to get to know the pony. What is offered here and under what conditions? Response. You are offered the opportunity to do sport with a pony. There are no costs involved. What other information is in the advertisement? Response. The pony urgently needs more exercise. The animal is in a paddock on the edge of a wooded area. Brisk walks and a bit of running would be just the thing. The pony is very well behaved and after an introduction you can walk with him on your own. The owners would like a nice person with a sense of responsibility and reliability. Anyone who would like to get to know the pony should get in touch. Great performance. Now take a break again and we'll see you at the next video.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo, herzlich willkommen zur nächsten Folge. Heute beschäftigen wir uns mit dem Kauf von Kleidung. Wenn du das Abo an der Speed Learning School hast, dann oder an der Speed Learning Academy, wir sind ja mittlerweile umgezogen, dann such dir den Text für Video 70. Da kannst du das Ganze mitlesen und hast die deutsche Übersetzung, den englischen Text im Original. Und kannst du natürlich auch verschiedene weitere Übungen machen und dir auch, ja, die Texte noch mal ein bisschen intensiver angucken, das Vokabular rausziehen und so weiter und so fort. Ich mache die Übung wieder vor und danach gebe ich dir Zeit, die Übung selbstständig zu absolvieren. Viel Spaß, lass uns beginnen.
Hello, there you are again.
Hey, here you are.
Today we're going clothes shopping.
Yes.
I'll give you the information you need and you talk to the shop assistant.
Okay, I'm ready.
Here is an example. Brown shoes, size 43.
I need brown shoes, size 43.
You could have the conversation like this.
Yes.
Good afternoon. Do you have any brown shoes, size 45?
Okay.
I'll be the salesperson and then answer. Yes, we have brown shoes in size 45. Then you ask, how much do the shoes cost? I answer, for example, with, the shoes cost 79 euros. To which you reply, all right, I'll take the shoes.
Okay, that's easy.
Then I ask, do you pay cash or by card?
Always cash.
You answer, with credit card, please.
Oh.
Did you understand everything?
I think so.
Then let's get started.
Let's get started.
Black shoes, size 41.
Do you have black shoes, size 41?
Yes, we have black shoes, size 41.
How much do they cost, please?
The shoes cost 58 euros.
All right, I will take them.
Do you pay cash or with a card?
Always cash.
Red dress, size 38.
Well, do you have a red dress, size 38?
Yes, we have a red dress, size 38.
Can I have a look at it? And how much does it cost?
The dress costs 134 euros.
Pooh, that's a lot. Anyway, it's not for me. I'll take it.
Do you pay cash or by card?
I would like to pay with Bitcoin, if that's possible.
Green t-shirt, size L.
Do you sell green t-shirts, size L?
Yes, we have a green t-shirt, size L.
And how much does that one cost?
The t-shirt costs 39 euros.
Okay, I'll take 10 of them, please.
Do you pay cash or by card?
By card. Swimming postcard.
Grey blouse, size 40.
Grey what? Grey blouse, ah.
Yes, we have grey blouses in size 40.
Yes, grey blouses, size 40. I take one.
The blouse costs 68 euros.
Oh, that's too expensive. Half one?
Do you pay cash or by card?
Well, I would like to pay cash. No, I don't take it.
Blue trousers, size 54.
Do you have blue trousers, size 54?
Yes, we have blue trousers, size 54.
And how much do they cost?
The trousers cost 159 euros.
That's a lot. Anyway, I'll take it.
Do you pay cash or by card?
I need to pay with gold if you accept that.
Leather gloves, size M.
Do you have leather gloves, size M?
Yes, we have leather gloves in size M.
And how much do they cost?
The gloves cost 38 euros.
That's a fortune. Do you accept money?
Do you pay cash or by card?
Well, with diamonds maybe, or with oil?
Red brassiere, size 80C.
Red brassiere, size 83.
Yes, we have red brass in size 80C.
Oh, the brass, yeah. How much?
The bra costs 89 euros.
89 euros. Well, it's sexy, I take
Do
it.
You pay cash or by card?
I want to steal it and run away. Is that possible?
That really worked out very well again.
Thank you very much.
Now take a break and in the next video I'll show you what you can say if you don't like an item of clothing or if it's too expensive.
All right.
See you then.
Okay, also. Ja, verschiedene Kleidungsstücke, verschiedene Bezeichnungen. Natürlich werde ich als Mann jetzt seltener eine Bluse, ein Kleid oder ein BH kaufen. Es sei denn, es wird ein Geschenk für meine Holde. Indes sollte man trotzdem die verschiedenen Begriffe dafür kennen. Und wenn dir das wieder zu schnell ging oder du überlegen musst oder nochmal nachhören möchtest, dann hast du gleich die Möglichkeit, das Gespräch hier im Podcast auch entsprechend zu stoppen. Was auch eine gute Möglichkeit ist, wenn du das Avatar-Training gebucht hast und die Texte vorliegen hast, dass du diese MP3-Dateien hier oder diesen Podcast als Diktat verwendest. Ich habe das in einer früheren Podcast-Folge schon mal erwähnt. Du hörst dir das einfach an, stoppst immer wieder nach jedem Satz und schreibst den Text auf und vergleichst ihn dann mit der Originalversion. So hast du die Möglichkeit, dein Leseverständnis, dein Hörverständnis, deine Aussprache natürlich und auch deine Schreibfähigkeiten zu unterstützen und zu verbessern. Aber jetzt erstmal die Übung für dich. Viel Spaß.
Hello, there you are again. Today we're going clothes shopping. I'll give you the information you need and you talk to the shop assistant. Here is an example. Brown shoes, size 43. You could have the conversation like this. Good afternoon, do you have any brown shoes, size 45? I'll be the salesperson and then answer. Yes, we have brown shoes in size 45. Then you ask. How much do the shoes cost? I answer. For example, with the shoes cost 79 euros. To which you reply, all right, I'll take the shoes. Then I ask, do you pay cash or by card? You answer, with credit card, please. Did you understand everything? Then let's get started. Black shoes, size 41. Yes, we have black shoes, size 41. The shoes cost 58 euros. Do you pay cash or with a card? Red dress, size 38. Yes, we have a red dress, size 38. The dress costs 134 euros. Do you pay cash or by card? Green t-shirt, size L. Yes, we have a green t-shirt, size L. The t-shirt costs 39 euros. Do you pay cash or by card? Grey blouse, size 40. Yes, we have grey blouses in size 40. The blouse costs 68 euros. Do you pay cash or by card? Blue trousers, size 54. Yes, we have blue trousers, size 54. The trousers cost 159 euros. Do you pay cash or by card? Leather gloves, size M. Yes, we have leather gloves in size M. The gloves cost 38 euros. Do you pay cash or by card? Red brassiere, size 80C. Yes, we have red brass in size 80C. The bra costs 89 euros. Do you pay cash or by card? That really worked out very well again. Now take a break and in the next video I'll show you what you can say if you don't like an item of clothing or if it's too expensive. See you then.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.